Give me a minute, I promise to make it pop. If she come with me, she leave with me, that's on the God. No matter what, no matter just who you are. If you change your mindset, a millionaire's who you are. We shine bright from carbon just like a star. And we hustle hard, stay focused, give it our all. And I
never seen so many riches.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome, welcome. Uh-oh, hold on. A little technical difficulty.
Hold on. Something trying to get in the way real quick, y'all. Let me get this together, because this ain't looking right. This ain't looking right for your boy, yo. All right.
I don't know, y'all. I guess tonight the night, for my equipment, it just go left. I don't know what's going on, yo. But anyway, thank y'all so much for joining me for another one. This is your boy, Rod One. This is Sparking Conversation. Huh? Can y'all see that? This is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what we do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. Tonight, not so much so. Tonight is election night. Tonight is it's just that night, right? Tonight is one of those things that has a whole lot of people, you know, just in their emotions right now. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. They in their emotions right now. But before I get into all that, let's just do like we always do each and every week. We start off by thanking each and every person that downloads the audio version of this platform, man. I definitely appreciate y'all, man. And that's each and every week. Y'all take time out of y'all schedule, y'all busy schedule, to download and hear what your boy got going on out there on Spotify, out there on Apple, out there on Google, out there in all the places that you stream your audio versions of podcasts. We there, and we thank y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So look, I also want to give a double shout out to Java Burn. Java Burn is out here changing people's lives, especially for people who love coffee. Like, think about it. You like coffee, and now Java Burn is something you add to your coffee, right? And it helps give you that extra kick that makes you want to do something. So for those people that work from home, if you got a little treadmill, you got the little desk stepper, and all these different things, take time, like during your lunch break or whatever, you get that shit, work that thing out. If you got places where you having meetings where you just listening, that'll be the perfect time for you to get on these things and just keep it and just burn that off, right? Because the goal is to be healthy, right? That's the number one goal, is to be healthy. So why wouldn't we try to do different things that we can to help ourselves be as healthy as possible, right? Don't let age be a factor, right? People always think because you get to a certain age that you're not supposed to be healthy, or you're not supposed to be in this gym, or you're not supposed to be working out, or however that go for you. But that's not the case, right? You know what I'm saying? You're only as old as you feel. I'm going to tell you all that, right? All right. So look, let's get off that. Let's get to a couple of other things. When I said double shout out to Java Burn, I really mean it. Y'all get out there. Y'all check out Java Burn, right? Also, y'all know, like I said, each and every week, V Atlas Wine, y'all, V Atlas Wine, official sponsor, you know, of the podcast, right? Official sponsor of the podcast, V Atlas Wine. Be on the lookout for the wine tastings and the networking mixes that's coming, y'all. I promise y'all, we're going to get it out there to the people. We want everybody that we can get in touch with us to taste this wine, right? And it has three different flavors, right? It has sweet, semi-sweet, and it also has dry for my people that are into wine and cheese and putting that whole vibe together. You know what I mean? Because dry wine go with cheese and also go with little deli meats as well, too. All right? But me to be great today, but we're gonna be great regardless, all right? But V Atlas Wine, three different flavors. Be on the lookout for it. Here's another thing for all of you guys out there that want to know when we're going to do this networking event, right? And free wine tasting, because I want people to taste the wine. We're going to do it. I need y'all to hit us up right here on my Gmail, right? SparkingConversation@gmail.com. I want you to put in the subject line networking event, because I want to make sure that you get the information first, all right? Because we're going to do it big. It's going to be really fly. It's all this. Everybody that's going to be there is going to be people that are out here trying to change their life, right? So business owners, it's going to be people in film, it's going to be models there, it's going to be actors there, it'll be people in business, it's going to be people in banking there, it's going to be people in artificial intelligence there, it's going to be other people in tech there, it's going to be people in real estate. So you want to be in the building, right? All right, you want to be in that room so you can network and get around, because like I tell you, it's a lot of influencers out here. Y'all doing stuff for brands, major brands, don't get me wrong, and I feel you, get your money. Target, Walmart, all them other places y'all be in there doing your overhauls, the Shein and all these other places, that's fly. But then there's your local businesses too that can use that help. And it'll be a way for you guys to earn a little commission by helping products to move that are right there tangible with you. So when you're on and when you're in front of people in real life, not just online, you know, most of y'all do these U-Hauls of Target and different companies and clothing brands, and it's all digital, it's online. People go to your link, they buy it, they don't, it's all love. But you did what you had to do it. But it comes a time where, yo, sometimes you want to throw interpersonal events, and then, bam, it's nothing like having products and stuff on deck for people to be able to pick up, touch, and do whatever they do. And in my case, for wine, taste. And then, you know, so we could get to it, right? And we could change our scenario, right? I bet. So, if you're interested, like I said, hit us up on our Gmail. I'll get you the information. Or wherever you see this clip at, just get in the info in the bottom or get in the comments. Hit me up, tag me. Rob, I got a business. I want to be in the building. And we're going to get you all the information to get in the building. All right? So double shout out to y'all for that. Also, all of y'all out there that do podcasting, remember, the video version or the visual version, however you want to look at it, yes, that is important, right? But it's not the meat and potatoes of your podcast. The audio version is. So RSS.com, I got it for y'all. Make sure y'all click the link in the description, because RSS.com will allow you to start for free, getting your, at least having a link to have your audio version ready to be uploaded to Spotify, to Apple Music, to Deezer, wherever you get your, wherever audio versions of podcasts are streamed, that's where you want to get to, all right? Because listen, I know a lot of people are waiting for viral moments or wanting to do these certain niches because they feel like they get a lot of views on YouTube. Yes, YouTube is all the visual or, you know, social media. Yes, there are avenues for you to make money. I get that. But when you have a platform or a podcast, you know, the audio version, that's a whole other thing. That called that you're a publisher at that point. Think about it. That allows you to have a real catalog. Right? Think about that, yo. You actually have publishing. You actually can be a publisher with your audio version. Like, it changes the scope of who you are. Like I said, mindset is everything. You know, there are very few people out here in the world who will look at things. Like I said, they look at the glass half empty all the time versus half full. You know how many people look at the everyday things that they go through and they sit up here and count that as a problem or an issue or a weight on their shoulder when there's somebody sleeping under a bridge who wish they had somebody that would annoy them every day, but they don't have nobody? Do you not know that it's so many things that people take for granted because of the way they view life versus them understanding life? Like, understanding if you got something going on in your life, that means that you were meant to go through it. If God gave it to you, that means you can handle it. Every time people turn around and something get tough, it's just people ready to give up or resort to trying to escape the toughness. Like, the tough don't make you tough. From what I understand, they always say steel sharpens steel, iron sharpens iron. So what that means that if you get in tough situations on a daily basis or every now and then at least, that means God know that you battle testing. You ready. You can handle that. It's all about how you want to look at it, right? It's all that is. How are you going to view it? You have the right to see things the way you want to see it. That's just the bottom line. All right. So I did have a guest that was scheduled for this evening. I guess they're not coming on. Maybe it's a lot going on because it is election night. Now, I want to be completely clear. I did put it out there before I scheduled it that, yo, this Tuesday was going to be on election night. And I felt like, look, yeah, it's going to be a lot of people glued to wherever, social media. I know they're going to be on X. I know they're going to be on television, you know, just trying to see how this race is going. But, oh, look, I have a business to run. And right now, being in the position to have a podcast or have a platform like this, I could get to talk about that tonight, regardless if I have a guest or not. We're going to talk about the election. We're going to talk about different parts of it, though, right? We're going to talk about reasons why different people have voted and what was up there for them to vote, right? That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how so many different people and their differences of opinions, no matter what side of the plane that you're on. And I'm only calling it a plane because some people call it left wing, right wing. But from my understanding, it still takes two wings for a bird. And no matter what wing it is, it's still a part of the same bird. You just got to pick the side of the wing that you know is better for everybody, not just your own personal interest. And that's why I hate that, you know, in my community that we're so separated by hate. We're so separated by colorism. We're so separated by so-called race and all this other stuff that we allow people to use our emotions against us so much that we'll just take anything that looked like us and just to say that it's there. And I'm not speaking against the president-elect. I'm not speaking against the vice president. I'm not speaking against the former president. I don't care about that particular sense because they all human beings. As much as we want to call them names and want to put certain people down for what they say and don't say and do what they do, they're still human beings and they still have a right to their life. If we don't agree with how they are, that's just what it is. You don't have to agree with them, but you don't have to hate them to the point where you wish a person dead because you don't agree with them. Now, I do understand when people say shit about no, when it affects me a certain way, then I need something to happen. Now, I understand that. Now, that's a totally different thing because let's say the policies of the current administration has been bananas. And the fact that I don't know what the people around outside haven't been paying attention to, but there are groups of people in certain places in certain states. It's not making national news, y'all. That's why platforms like this and others are out here, or the reason why people are getting the right news that they need, because you guys are not getting this stuff. And I know you're not, because I could tell by the comments that people are making. People are making these comments like, yo, these are real talking points, when I'm like, no, people are really being affected out here, y'all, by the decisions of this current administration. I don't know. Like, you guys got to kind of look at it for that. Not so much that we just supposed to vote a certain way because of how we were raised or because of what we look like. We have all just been just giving our vote away to the Democrats for years. I know I've been a Democrat for years. I have voted Democrat for a bunch of stuff because I didn't have a certain mentality. Not because I don't understand both sides. It's because, yo, my mentality was, yo, it's something that's old to us. They're supposed to give us something. They got to give me something. Right? Somebody giving us something. And I realized that when you come into a situation when everybody feels like they're poor and they think that it's everybody that's rich's fault of why they're poor versus the fact that why you don't just do what the rich people do. Yeah, there's certain rich people that do things that are terrible out here. We ain't talking about, you don't got to mimic a person's behavior, but why wouldn't you mimic what they put in their money at? The purpose of this, let's just say this. For everybody that y'all don't like, that is a billionaire, millionaire, whatever, I'm telling y'all, they don't just have one stream of income. Yeah, there's some people out here that might make $1 million a year, but if they're a multi-millionaire, they still got other streams of income, not just one. The fact that everybody that's out here would rather go work two jobs versus having the money work for them is crazy to me. The fact that you guys would rather save your way to a retirement age versus putting your money in places that could give you more of a return so you don't have to wait till you're 60 years old somewhere having to talk about, yo, I need to retire. There are people out here retiring in their 40s and their 50s out here because they understand that money is a tool used to make more money. Money is not meant to be saved. It's meant to be put out there to make more. You guys are not paying attention to what is going on out here. It's the reason why you're stuck behind that desk that you're in. I'm not saying that that desk that you're in ain't where you're supposed to be, but if you're feeling stuck there, it's because when you get off work, all you do is get ready to go back to making somebody rich. You don't take the time to work on your own shit. You got all these excuses on why you don't. Most people got a lot of excuses on why they don't work on their own thing. They'll give you any excuse in the world to tell you why they don't work on their own shit. It's because of this. It's because of that. I don't feel good. Or I got this. Or, you know, it's always the reason why. But they will get up and go to that job or get up and go do any of that other stuff because they feel like that's how they make their money. And they don't make money trading time for – when you trade time for dollars, you're not making money, yo. You're just trading your time for a dollar. If that's your version of making money, then fine. But we know that our checks get cash our – checks get taxed before they get cashed. Direct deposit? Okay, my bad. You don't cash checks no more. You get direct deposit. I bet you when it hits your bank account, no matter what day it is, them people already got their shit. So that's why whenever you know, have a situation with somebody in a civil position, like a police officer, and they disrespect you because they feel like they can, they got the power of authority, and you throw out there, yo, I'm the one reason why you pay your taxes. And they like, yeah, but as long as you go to work every day, you're going to pay it regardless. If I like you or not, I can do what I want. Because as long as you get ready to go to work or whatever you got going on, that you getting something that's coming into your account, I'm still going to get paid. That's the arrogance of why I say the fact that y'all sit up here still not organized and you don't pay attention. You're not paying attention. People will not research. I had this conversation with Yessie today. We were talking about people don't research. Right? People will waste time researching things that ain't even happening, like stuff that ain't even true versus the things that are right in front of them. Do you know how often your subconscious could put thoughts in your mind about what a person is doing and not doing and all that, and then your mind will create the scenarios in your head, the image, and your body feels it. Next thing you know, you going out here looking for the wrong damn thing. You up here looking for who a person texting, who a person calling, where they going when they not around you and all this other dumb shit, when that's the last thing you need to be worried about. But that's what it put in your mind. These are the scenarios that come up, and then that's what you feel like. Most people don't even pay attention enough outside of themselves to know when they just a problem. And yeah, people don't walk away from you. Be happy. I tell people a lot, you know, whenever people stick around accepting you for you, That's something that you should be thankful for, not something that should be you should penalize a person for. You know how often so many people say, well, you stayed, or why you didn't just leave, or why you didn't do that? It's like, yo, you don't realize that the person stayed because they just accepted you for who you are, but in dealing with who you are, they had to make sure that they could deal with life as well. You don't think about it from that angle. Most people don't. But that's what we were talking about it earlier. It was like, yo, look how many people, they'll investigate something negative before they investigate something that can possibly help them elevate. They'll investigate something that'll bring them down, that'll bring their vibration down, that'll bring all negativity in. They'll investigate that just to be right about being negative, but they will not do the same thing when it comes to being positive. Because listen, let's take this for an example. The election tonight. While most people are around here thinking that there are things that people are trying to say, Project 2025, right? Abortion, transgender rights, men should be able to compete in women's sports. That's stuff that people have been arguing about of what should be the reason why we should vote Democrat, because people should be able to come over here to this country and seek asylum from places that they're getting tormented at and all that other stuff, if, no matter what. And it doesn't matter that they're illegal or illegal, they should just be able to come here. And if they're here, we're going to give them more money than the citizens that are here. We're going to give them more benefits than the citizens that are here. And we still going to ask the citizens to donate to our campaigns. We still going to ask the citizens to keep going to work every day so we can take that tax money out. Although we're going to still print money and send money everywhere we got to go. So the fact that they printing money, why are they taking taxes from us? Like, why is there income? Why is there income state tax? Why is there income tax at all? Somebody tell me that. If you could print money and send money to aid people in all these other places, then why are we even paying any taxes out of our wages? Our wages should be the last thing that's being taxed, because what we're going to do, we're going to turn around and use that money and put it right back into the system in goods and services. And most of the people who are in Congress or in these high positions, they own the companies. Like, yo, listen, if y'all guys would really go out there and really study, like, not even study, just do brief research. Do the same thing you would do if you thought something was negative. When it comes to your life, do the same thing. Go look and see. You'll be sitting up here wondering, is this senator, is that senator? These people be doctors, lawyers, judges. These people be owning stuff, construction companies, real estate agencies, insurance companies. These people be owning all kinds of stuff. And yes, they represent different states on a public service level, right? But what I tell y'all before about multiple streams of income, I'm telling y'all that. So the same people that y'all are against are calling rich, they only whatever you consider rich or wealthy, because they got multiple streams of income. While you're sitting up here with this one stream of income, trying your best to go to school to get further in debt, to go get a higher paying job, to go pay off the other debt. That's what you're doing, regurgitating the lie. I mean, but listen, no, look. You got a degree. Okay. You're smart. Okay. Like, yo, pat on the back for you. Congratulations for you. You are a person that at least we know that you will complete what you started. Right? Because it takes a lot of discipline to go get these degrees that you got. But if you guys feel like the degrees are really worth something, really are worth something, then in actuality, then that degree should be a business, right? Because how else are you going to be able to pay these loans off? I know so many people that I work with, that I've worked with over the years, that have been paying on student loans, and they ain't been to school. I mean, not in college. They've been out of college for 20-some years. And they still paying student loan? The average person to brag about having a degree based on the title, oh, I got a master's, or I got a doctorate, when really, I can say, yeah, you got a master in debt. You got a doctorate in debt, because whoever you meet and you throw that out, automatically your alarm ring off, ding, 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 they in debt. And if you say you're not and you ain't going to say your shit is paid off, most people who got student loans are paid off, when they say, yeah, I missed out on the third, they throw that in there, and my student loans are paid off. That's in regular conversation. It's not going to be a thing where somebody not going to ask you, oh, where are you at all that? Your loans are paid off? Like, nah, my loans ain't paid off. Most people are not. Their student loans are not paid off. They just deferred like a motherfucker. Some people got caught up in the forgiveness thing where they don't owe now. I bet. Then there's those who don't. You still owe Sally Mae. Sally Mae's still looking for you. You can't go get certain things or whatever because this is on your credit. Most people know that, right? Because you went and got a degree. And we're not saying nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying at the end of the day, it's not a flex. It really ain't. Because then you got people out here, let's take Puff for an example. Like, we know he in all this trouble, but he was a billionaire who didn't even finish high school. So I don't know. Right? Somebody told us about going to work, but nobody taught us about money. And that's what let's just think about this for tonight, the election. Why is it so important, right? Because it's more important than about somebody's skin color. What a lot of people are not affected by, people are trying to make it a gender-based election, man versus woman. Let me just tell y'all, The Democrats, they knew exactly how to play off the emotion of black people, let me tell you. They knew exactly what to do by just throwing Kamala in there. She already the vice president. She wasn't voted in to be the Democratic choice or nominee. She didn't go through it. She just automatically was thrown in there. And the fact that she was thrown in there, and she's a woman of color, and she's a woman, all it did was put more divisiveness and separate. Like, most people didn't even go look at Kamala's record of what she did in the Senate. They don't think about what she did as a DA. Nobody goes and looks at the person. They don't go and look at the person. Like with Trump, they go look at what Trump did. They got Trump on 60-something accounts. They got him on 67 felonies. That's what they're saying. So people around here calling them a felony, but then when you go look at the charges that they actually got them on, they all misdemeanors. Now, I wonder if all the people that called themselves saying that Trump was a felon, how many people went and go look at the actual charges that they said that he was accused of in order for him to be a felon? How many people actually, because it's public record, how many people actually went out there and looked at it? And that's the thing. Most people won't go. It's just like church. It's like people go to church and whatever the preacher preach and what he preach from, that's all people know and they go look at. But they stay out of the Old Testament because for some odd reason they told them that the Old Testament, that's not really important. What's important was going on now with this one. But I don't understand because everybody that say that the New Testament, I don't know why I'm going here, but I think it makes it correlates, right? Because everybody talk about the New Testament and everybody talk about Jesus, but everybody talks about church. But if you talk about Jesus and you talk about church, the church is the reason why he was crucified in the first place. It wasn't the people on the streets. It wasn't the gangbangers. It wasn't the prostitutes. It wasn't the drug dealers. It wasn't the money runners. It wasn't the people. It wasn't the mob. It wasn't these people that everybody says is a bad person. It was the people who said they was the good guys. It's the reason why Jesus was up on that cross. Did y'all not forget that? Remember, they had to go double back. The first time they went, whoever, my man was like, nah, I don't see no reason why y'all want to do that to him. Nah, he good. Yo, let him live. Then they came back and said, yo, if you don't do it, it's going to be this, that, and the third, and he was forced his hand and put him to hang. That was the church that did that. So many people that sit around here and run around about being in church and then they giving their tithes and offerings and all this other stuff really feel like they're doing something good. Then why would God need anything for something that he created? That's why you'll be thankful for him to be. Why we got to be thankful to be created? Who asked to be created? You didn't ask to be created. That's like your kid. That's like you telling us that your child is supposed to give you 10% of everything that they earn going forward because you actually was the reason why they came through here. Like, really think about that. That's what you basically saying. Your kid should be giving you 10% now because you actually is the reason for why they're here, right? So why would our creation, why would the creator mean anything from its creation? The creator is responsible for the creation, not the other way around. Paying tribute to the creator is by doing, being an example for the creator, not giving a certain portion to the creator. But I know that's something that y'all don't even want to hear because a lot of people morally think they're doing the right thing. And by all means, I'm not the judge or the jury. I can't tell people if they're doing the right or wrong thing. All I'm saying is that, hey, common sense just ain't common no more. But once you start to realize that people don't do that, then you realize that you probably should not be voicing your opinion about so much stuff. So that's why I don't really talk about elections and stuff like that. Tonight, it's perfect because why? It's election, right? It's something that we can talk about. But actually giving your views on who you like or who you don't like, that's stupid because people divided and divisive anyway. Or they just don't care enough to go look and check out and just to see. Like, yo, if you ain't never been to the border, why won't you go check out people who did? Why won't you just go look up? It's right there for you. I mean, people got their phones right in their hand. There's no need for you not to know. When people go and they look at this election and they say, why are people voting for this, that, and the third? It's because you not paying attention because you not affected. But let your child go missing. Let your daughter, let your wife go missing. You know what I'm saying? Then you going to pay attention. Then you're going to be somewhere talking about, oh, my God, that's because they let. Yeah, that's because there's some people here that ain't supposed to be here, yo. Word up. It's people. Do people have the right to be here? Yes, they do. But they supposed to come through here the right way. They can't just come here and just say, yo, I want to be here. And then they just get dropped off in Chicago somewhere. Like, yo, all right, back. Yo, here. And here go a little EBT card. And here go a couple of dollars for you. What? You crazy. Not only that, what about the ones that was flown in? It ain't even about the people who crawled across the Rio Grande River or swam or whatever it was that they did. Like, later for that. What about the people that was flown in? You got people from airport. You got airport staff that was reporting like, yo, it's a whole bunch of people. No, listen, in the airports, they had migrants in the airport, staying in the airport before they transported them in buses. Like, yo, listen, yo, come on, y'all. That's foul. Like, it don't matter which side of the aisle you on. It don't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. That's just foul, yo. Period. Period. It's foul. And then the fact that, yo, like I said, like, I don't know, like, somebody got to be responsible for that, because the people of the United States are not responsible for it. Like, we're not responsible for what's going on in other countries. We only responsible for what goes on here. That's why when people come over here, because I never understood this. Like, yo, whenever a person is mad, why y'all don't take it out on the person y'all mad at? Y'all take it out on everybody else. They got people threatening to come here and just, they don't like America so bad. They just want to kill all the people in America. But we like, damn, son, look, they don't even like us either. Like, you just helping them. It's not like yo, if Russia or any of these places feel like, yo, we want to send some bombs over there and then kill them in a bunch of Americans, you ain't doing nothing but helping them. They don't care about us. Like, yo, and I'm not even really saying it in a way where I'm talking about racism. Because at this point, it don't matter what color you are. A person come over here, they look at your daughter the wrong way, and they want her, they going to try to do what they got to do. They don't care what color she is. The fact that you don't care is what they worried about. Fentanyl. Let's talk about fentanyl for a second. So many of us in our community, we're not really hearing it so much, except for when it's happening in the prisons. Like, we hear about the overdoses of fentanyl in the prisons and how they get in the prisons. That's a whole other story. But we hear about that, right? And of course it will be made accident. You know what? That's a whole other thing, right? But when these opioids that people are addicted to in some of these other places, that goes along with a culture, right? And a lot of the fentanyl that's being trafficked in here is what these new street grade pharmaceutical pills, whatever you want to call them, are being laced with. People are dying out here. Yo, listen, in the tens of thousands every year, yo, that there are people, every year for the last 4 years, there have been more fentanyl overdoses than there has ever been in life in the last 3.5 years. Like, can y'all really just picture that? First of all, the fact that, you know, it's a bunch of Americans out here that's addicted to pharmaceutical drugs or some shape, form, or fashion, whatever, right? I'm not judging. But I'm just saying, it's a real thing. But then for them to be making the fake ones out on the street, you mean people are transporting fentanyl from these other places into this country, setting up laboratories, making fake pills laced with fentanyl and putting them out there on the streets, and people are dying, overdosing. It's too fucking strong. It's all other kind of shit going on with it. It's not made for human consumption in that way. And the whole nine of people are dying because they just trying to get to it. Now, yeah, there's an argument out there where people are like, well, yeah, they drug addicts. They shouldn't be out here trying to get high and all this other shit. But yeah, but then, damn, look how often they offer surgery to people as an alternative when there's all other kind of different ways that people could get help for certain things besides going to surgery. And then they need something for this pain. And then next thing you know, they're addicted to not feeling pain. Like, we want to blame people for being addicted to not feeling pain. It's the people who are not feeling pain every day mad that somebody want to feel like that too. Is it right? No, but they don't want to feel the pain. So yeah, they taking the shit. Why? Because to them, it's supposed to be legal because a doctor give it to you. This is the drug dealer, the real drug game. Everybody be talking about a war on drugs. Like, you ain't gonna never beat the biggest drug dealer. The biggest drug dealer ain't never been Nino Brown. Shout out to Big Meech. He home. Like, yo, a lot of people was talking about Big Meech, and everything has been relived about how it used to be back in the day when BMF was running around. You know, I'm just saying, they still wasn't the biggest in the U.S. It was the pharmaceutical companies have always been the biggest dealers out here in the streets, yo. It ain't never been people on the streets. And that's just a fact. That's not even me popping shit. That's just a fact. Like, you ain't gonna never be, yo, these people advertise. I ain't never seen somebody that sell crack advertise on nobody. I don't see no crack dealers with no walking across on corners like, yo, what's up, y'all? I'm telling y'all, y'all want to get high, high, high? I got the crack that'll crack your back. Come over here to 13th and 20th. Anybody else seen a commercial like that? No. But tell me if you ain't heard this shit before. Oh, take so-and-so it. It will help you with this. It'll get rid of this for you. And then these are the side effects. You'll die. You'll bleed to death. You'll piss on yourself. You won't be able to wipe yourself because you'll be halfway paralyzed. All those things like that. But they'll show the motherfucker in the commercial riding the bike. That don't go together. But they able to do it. So think about that. We not even living in a world where people... Look, let's just go about it like this. There are people who are no longer living who have been sent checks from the government. Right? People that are deceased. But their checks have been cashed. Somebody help me out with that. Anybody out there, if you're watching this, you're watching the playback, put it in the comments, yo. Let me know. What do you think about that? That in the United States of America, there have been checks that have been sent out to people for aid and for help, for people who are not even living anymore, but the checks have been cashed. How does that work? Where are the Social Security numbers? Are they being recycled? It's just a question. Y'all let me know what y'all think. In the comments, y'all let me know what y'all think. How is it? Who's getting these dead people's Social Security number that, you know, they could cash somebody's checks? Y'all help me out. I don't know. And I know it's something that most people don't know because they don't report it on national news. But they talk about this stuff in the Senate. Oh, wow. Because they know. They're seeing it. Because they're the reason that budgets are being approved for people. That's why we getting all the information. Because they say it right in there. If you pay attention to that, you can see. Like, yo, there's millions of dead people or people who are deceased. My bad. That are no longer here anymore, but their checks have been sent out for relief, for aid, for living in certain places and certain things, but then, damn, the checks have been cashed. Like, that's crazy. Like, and like, look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I could put two and two together. Yeah, because these people's, their Social Security numbers must be recycled or something. I don't know. Some people must be, you know, hey, how are people be able to get legal so quick? I don't know. You tell me. They're getting their checks cashed, but these people are not alive anymore. So think about that. When everybody is sitting up here and they're talking about these votes right now, they're trying to get you vote based on color and stuff like that. You got to look at what's going on behind the scenes. You can't look at all that stuff that they try to distract you with. We, as a people of color, should know how the system has been weaponized against us. So to see that they'll do it to somebody else, or to let you know that something ain't right. They've been trying to put this man in jail since he said he was running again. Now, something ain't right because they ain't even come after. He already was president before. Like, whatever y'all talking about, it's only been 4 years ago. Like, think about it. Like, he was in office. Well, it's been 3.5 years since he's been in office. Like, come think about that. Like, put that into perspective, y'all. The guy only been out of office for 3.5 years. Trump has. So, everything that they saying that he's been doing been throughout the years. So like y'all, that's crazy. But check this out. Did y'all know that it was an app? I don't know. I just want to know if the people that watch me, did y'all know that there was an app that people from other countries can actually schedule to come to the United States? Did y'all know that? That it was an app that they could do that? I don't know. That's crazy. Oh, and did y'all know this? Because in New York, it's been reported, right, that the migrants, they get communications, right? Not only through text messages, because y'all know they get a cell phone, right? I know most of y'all know that they get a cell phone and they get a debit card and they get an EBT card. I know most of y'all already know that, right? For those of y'all who can't get none of that stuff, right? Right? Inflation been going up. Everything been going up. Prices been going up. And there's been no stipends, no, at least no EBT cards, like $50 to $60, $75 EBT cards just been sent out to the American public just saying, hey, at least let us help with some groceries. Let me take some of the relief off y'all. You know, none of that has been happening, but I know y'all know that all that's been happening, right? Because the way y'all voted will reflect on that. Because if y'all know that, and the way you voted will reflect on that, right? But do y'all know that they got flyers out here? Well, don't worry. It's receipts. It's just that, you know, right now with the election being tonight and me going live and all that other stuff, there's no need for me to show the receipts tonight. Because don't worry about it, because after tomorrow, you already know everything's going to come out. It's all live. But do y'all know that they got flyers telling the migrants, like, remember the reason why you're here and the reason why you was able to be in here? You need to go into what you need to do and go ahead and make these votes. Like, don't play with us. Go make these votes. I mean, you know, like, yo, that's going on. Do y'all know that most of the migrants that have been let loose in the United States have been sent to swing states? Can y'all imagine? Swing states are pretty much states that can go either way, because it depends on, you know, because these states actually stick together when it comes to like certain things they need. So that's what makes them a swing state. But imagine if the swing state got a bunch of people there who just grateful to a person who just said, hey, come over here, I'm going to give you free money and free lodging and all that. What you think that's going to do? That's going to make them want to go out there and vote for the same people so they can keep doing the same thing and bring more of their people in here and just take over and just do whatever they got to do. And I'm not saying that people don't deserve to be here. I'm just saying, like, yo, they over here without having to go through the proper steps to be here, and they just over here and they getting paid to be here. Like, why wouldn't they try to milk it? And if that's the case, for somebody to get a vote, can y'all imagine? Do y'all think that it'll be another election after this one? If the Democrats get in, y'all let me know. Put it down in the comments. Y'all know. Let me know. I don't know. I'm asking y'all. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that? I know they're saying that if Trump get in, then there won't be no more elections. He's going to become a dictator and all that other shit. I don't know how that's going to work, but because you only get two terms. And if he gets in tonight, this is his last term, no matter what he does. So I don't understand people's talking points. But at the end of the day, I get it. You know, you got to say anything you can, and we get it. But yeah, y'all ain't put that together. I just want y'all to think about it. Put it in the comments. Let me know what y'all think, because I don't know. I'm just a thinker, right? Because if they turning out flyers, encouraging them to vote, making sure they go out there and do it, then that means that, you know, they got them here for a reason. Because why else would they? How can a non-U.S. citizen pick the president? Like, right? Like, the state of California, it's illegal for you to even ask for an ID for voting. Like, that's crazy. Every Californian should be mad about that. Every single one. Because you got to show an ID to do everything else. You got to show an ID to get cigarettes. You got to show an ID to do this. You got to show an ID to drink. You got to show an ID. You got to show an ID for everything else. You mean to tell me that you don't have to show that the fact that you are here, actually pay taxes here, for you to be able to pick who you feel like supposed to run here? You pay no taxes here. All you pay is sales tax for goods that you buy while you here. Yo, world. And then do y'all know the money that they got, they get it from y'all. So yeah, you go to work every day, right? Some of y'all even pay for parking at y'all job, don't y'all? Tell the truth. Some of y'all work downtown. Some of y'all pay for parking every month, don't y'all? Put it in the comments if y'all, if I'm bugging. Some of y'all pay for parking. And yeah, and then there's a person here who don't. I'm gonna be honest with you, because I got a text today that told me that you know, Uber put some little change out there for me saying that yo, they pay for an Uber ride for me back and forth to the polls if I needed it. Can y'all imagine? Wow, people who come over here, they ain't got no driver's license and nothing, but a migrant can get a voucher that pays for a ride for them to go to the poll and vote. Ooh, I got a text. I know they got a text because they got a free cell phone. Oh, I said that earlier, right? They get a cell phone too. They got a cell phone. So, you know, we got to be, we, you know, tonight, I guess, like I said, we don't know what's going on. I am keeping up with it. I got the live right now. It is, you know, a lot going on with it. Right now, let's see. Let's see. I want to go back to, I'm going to look real quick because I did see where they were earlier about it. And we're just talking about electoral votes because right now they're saying whoever gets 270, right, will be the next president. And when I last looked, y'all, it said, you know, I think it was like 30-something Kamala and 107 Trump. So, you know, I'm sure most of y'all are watching it live, wherever y'all are watching it and stuff like that. But, you know, good thing for me is that, you know, the playbacks will always be there. So even tomorrow and the rest of the week and any time after that, all this stuff that I'm talking about will still be relevant. So it's great. But at the end of the day, I just want y'all to know these are certain different points of reasons why this election was so important. It really is not based on emotion. It's just based on, you know, security, or do you feel like your children are important to you? Because sanctuary states, you know, little girls are being raped. Women are being maliciously attacked in the streets. They say one woman, I think it was like 3 weeks ago, she was being raped in a laundromat, or raped in a laundromat, being sexually assaulted in a laundromat while she was in there. It just so happened, you know, other guys that was in the building came down and caught him in the act. And of course, that didn't end well for him. But, you know, then came to find out that he did get arrested and he got released. No, a lot of y'all didn't know that either. Yeah, I know. I know. And you know what? It's cool because what they say, they always say, and I think this is a scripture in the Bible where they say, you know, our people will perish from the lack of knowledge. That's true. You know, because most people are just emotional. They love being in their emotions, right? They love feeling some type of way, right? That's what gives them their importance. It's just a feeling, right? Versus just actual knowledge of knowing something. Like, I don't know why knowing is not better than feeling. Most people, I don't get it. I think, you know, why wouldn't you want to know something versus just thinking it's something or feeling something? Why wouldn't you want to know? And then if somebody tell you and they tell you what it is, why are you thinking that it's not that? It is what it is. That's what I'm telling you. It's like that. I know me personally, y'all, I get in all kind of trouble because I say things exactly how it is and how I feel. And I think a lot of times it gets looked at, you know, the opposite way of what you would expect. Most people say they want somebody to be honest with them until they get somebody that's honest. And then it's like, yo, why are you saying that? Or, wow, I can't believe you said that. It's like, wait, that's not what you want? Don't you want honesty? Okay, bet. Y'all need to know what was the reasons behind why people were voting, why this was so important. These are some of the reasons why. You're not affected by it. That's okay. Just thank God that you're not personally. But listen, there are other people around you who are. They're affected by the way things are. They're affected by the way the border is open, y'all. They're affected by the fact that they're printing money, sending it over there for people to fight. They are affected by the fact that, you know, they actually got real troops out there in these countries fighting for them, and we got people over here not fighting for their own people. People are watching. Like, yo, just because it's not covered on the news don't mean that's not what it is. I mean, there's so many collages of the how all the news is organized. You guys can go look that up. Just say, yo, just go Google. My thing is just do this. Just go Google. Just say Google news telling the same story. Just Google that. You'll see that every news station across this, not only do they tell the same story, they tell it the same way. They got the same notes. They use the exact same words. They use the exact same frame and phrases too. Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy, yo. It's crazy. I feel like, you know, I think at the end of the day, people should not be divided by these things, right? You know, who you vote for, who you don't vote for, all that stuff is irrelevant, right? Because, you know, if you're not voting for policies and whatever you think a person is going to actually do once they get in there, if you vote for any other reason than that, I mean, it's just personal. And so why would you even be in a position to try to tell somebody or try to change somebody's thought process? That's stupid. I am not trying to change the way nobody think or feel. I don't care. That's just like religion too. I'm not going to argue with you about that. Like what I said earlier, listen, hey, look, it was the church who had Jesus crucified. It wasn't the people in the streets, yo. That's a fact. That's not me hating the church. It's a fact. The church is the reason that he was on the cross. I just say, you know, like, for most people, they will get upset about that because they're going to look at their church and say, that's not how my church is, and that's not how my... I get it. I'm not saying that it is. I'm not judging you. I'm just speaking a fact. For the person that everybody says that they love and this is the person that they want to be like, I'm just telling you. If that's the person you want to be like, I'm just letting you know. Like, if you don't know and you do know, right? Because everybody knows that, right? They all know that the church was the reason why he was crucified, right? Oh, some people will tell me, no, that was his purpose and God sent him here for that and all that. That was the reason. Okay, I bet. But the people who were responsible for him going out that way, because think about it, he could have went anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have just been stabbed. He could have went in a fight. He could have went any kind of way. But the reason why he wound up on the cross and he went that way was because of the church. So as much as y'all are out here being moved by emotion, being moved by color, like what color? Like, we still don't have a race. We the only group of people in the world who have five different names as to who we are. There's no other race out here that lives in America that have five different name changes like we did. We were nigger, we was Negro, we was colored, we were black, we were, now we African American. That's five different names that we were. Like, who the hell are we? Like, what? What are we? If I ask the average person, you know, do you have a designer bag or do you have $200 or $300 shoes? Everybody be like, yo, you already know what the vibe is. I mean, but you know, all that, but they take that little $200 to $300 to do their DNA to find out who they really are. Ah, that's crazy. Some people told me, yo, I ain't doing that, then the government gonna have my blood on fire. I'm like, man, you don't go to the dentist? You don't go to the doctor? Yeah, I go. You don't get blood drawn? Yeah, I go. They got you. Sorry. You don't at least want to know who they got? They know who they got. You don't want to know what they know? Okay. How many of y'all on Christmas? What y'all going to do? Y'all going to be buying each other gifts, right? I know. Yep. Birthdays. What y'all be buying people for birthdays? I know. Life is made up of superficial things, and we all live in a world that's made up of it as well. And it's just depending on how you think and how you look at things, or depending on how you view the life, right? And whenever you're a person or a servant of God, then you always want others to be in the same space as you. And I think that's the thought process that we're supposed to have when we make a decision. I don't really care about, you know, what's going to go on with the presidency. I don't care who wins. I got to survive no matter who wins. We got to learn how to survive no matter who's in tone. We got to learn how to stick together. We got to learn how to, you know, pull resources. We got to learn how to figure out how they used to survive back in the day whenever they had. Because, you know, remember, we restarted life over up to where we are right now. There were civilizations that were way more advanced than us, and they blew their shit up. You know what I'm saying? So now we just catching up to what people that was before. I mean, so now y'all think about it. Where we at right now, you can change your life, man. You can really actually make decisions for your life that could change your life for the better, but you allowing people to keep you back. Let me just tell y'all one thing, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. You know, when you get past or get up to a certain age, you got more life that was behind you than you do in front of you. And if we know that, then why would we allow anyone else to waste our time? Why would we allow anything else to waste the time or the life that we're supposed to live? I'm sorry. It's not going that way. I know for me personally, I can only speak for me. It'll be people that are continuously being mad because I make decisions that involve my last name and not my first name. I've been known to be around a lot of different people, but some people only think about themselves. So it's their first name. I think about my last name because anything that's supposed to come under me or behind me, they got to follow in the right way, but I got to lead the right way, which means that it's got to be like this. It can't be like that. Sorry. But that's just the way it got to be. You got to make a choice in life of where you want to be. That's it. You just got to make the choice. I made the choice. If I accept the role as a leader, then I got to lead. That's it. It's just that who's going to give me that position? You got to follow. I wish in life that we could continue to just grow and be better people, just knowing that it is a way that we can get there. It's just that you can't be thinking about the way that you can. You got to just think about, I can. We already know that life will be set up for whatever I can is. We know that. How many of y'all need a new car right now? Just that are out there. How many of y'all need a new car right now? You don't have one because you can't, or you don't have one because you choose not to? How many of y'all need to move right now? How many of y'all need, I mean, just think about the things in life that you got to make a decision about that you might think about as big, but, you know, think about it. Now, how can you get that asset to pay for itself and not make it be a liability? That's the thought process. Like, how can I make it be an asset, not a liability? And I don't, that's the part. It's not about taking care of another person. It's about becoming an asset. Like, yo, if there's a life that you want to live, why not create the assets that pay for the life you want to live? Why is it based on what one person financially should be doing and not doing? Why is it that it got to be based on a man got to pay all this and a woman pay? I don't know. That's bullshit. Why couldn't we get assets that pay for the life that we're supposed to live? But people won't work together because they work for their first name and not their last. Because if there's any situation where that's not happening, it's because two people are not working together, or three people, or four people, or I don't know, families, however it is, people are not working together. Because look, assets are paid for that shit. Yo, residual income, that's one thing, but passive income, that's another. Like, why wouldn't you? Everybody paying rent. I'm out. Look, thank y'all for whoever jumped on tonight. I know tonight is important night. The polls just closed at 8 o'clock. We should probably know somewhere around 10 or 11 o'clock exactly where it's going to go. We'll know by the electoral vote how it gets to a certain place. And we also understand that certain states, they take a little longer to count their stuff. So we probably won't know certain things to another day. But just based on electoral votes, we should know basically who won by tonight. hopefully whoever you voted for is who wins, and whoever you are out there, I really don't care. I think the thing that I care for is just based on what I think is important. That's all. And that's it. It don't even matter, because either way it go, I'm going to survive. The people that's rolling with me, we're going to survive, and we're going to keep pushing. And if those of y'all that have the same mentality as me, then that means that y'all going to survive too. Just put yourself in the position to want to be free. That's it. Change your mindset, you can change your life. That's just what's important. All right? So for those of y'all that watched tonight, thank y'all. For those of y'all that jumped off and on, I appreciate y'all. And for those of y'all that's going to check me out next week and then the week after, because, yo, I got like maybe 3 or 4 more shows until we take a break for the new year for season 3. Going on season 3, y'all. Proud of myself, man. You know what I mean? For even being able to stay consistent with something like this. It's a vibe, y'all. To be able to have a conversation with people that are very interested and be able to talk to my people out here, give out information that I'm sure that y'all ain't paying attention to. I get it. But I'm here for that, right? Because that's what it's about, right? So thank y'all again. Thank y'all so much. I look forward to next week and seeing y'all again and chopping it up with y'all and my guests and stuff like that. So look, good luck to everybody out there for whoever you are, whatever you think, and hopefully whatever you went for tonight, it was for the greater good of all people, not just particular people. And yo, it's all love either way, yo, right? Because when we get up tomorrow, we still got to keep pushing. So double salute to y'all. I definitely appreciate y'all. And like I say each and every week, yo, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.